we're studying and preaching and teaching all the parables of the Bible. As our textbook, we're using Herbert Lockyer's All the Parables of the Bible. Now we're going to study a parable of thorns and thistles. A parable of thorns and thistles. Now before we go into Matthew 7, 16 through 20, let's go back to Genesis, the third chapter. Thorns and thistles are a curse. Thorns and thistles are a curse. Genesis 3 and verse 17. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you." Cursed is the ground because of you. "And in toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. And actually by the sweat of your nostrils, both thorns and thistles, it shall grow because of you. You shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your nostrils you shall eat bread, till you turn to the ground, because as it you were taken, you are as dust. You are related to the earth, and to dust you shall go." Next thing he said, the man named his wife. Up here in Genesis 3 and 15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seeds, Satan's seed, and her seed, Jesus Christ, and he shall bruise you as to the head, and you shall bruise him as to the heel." Now, Adam believed that they were going to have a Savior from the woman's womb. Man called his wife's name Living. Hava, living. Because she would become the mother of all living. And then God, the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. Where did the skin come from? Animals that had, the innocent animals that died for the guilty. Now let's go to Genesis, or to Matthew, the 7th chapter, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, 16 through 20. Now, this morning, before we begin into this reading, this morning, I spent about 3 hours going out on the property up here, DTW headquarters in Western Nevada. And when we acquired this land here, as you drove into the property just 100 feet behind me, to the west of me, it was four-wheel drive from there on. We made roads upon it, on the land where we could get around. We made some camping spots for people to camp. And the first week that I was here, I had 2 flat tires from jumping cactus. They have a thistle on them that is extremely dangerous. It'll go right through the sidewall of a tire, even through the tread of a tire, or a tractor, and through the soles of your feet, and through the sides of leather shoes, easily. Now this morning, now, I went out there and I was messing with the landscape. I took a pitchfork and I pried up about between 5 and 10 jumping cactus plants. I put them in a barrel and burned them. I had to have my foot operated on. It wasn't deep operation, but they tried to get this thistle out, this jumping cactus, right out of the ball of my left foot. It was just killing me. I could hardly walk. And if you looked at the bottom of my shoes, you would see where cacti went in them. Well, to be safe, we got a little blind cat up here. A little blind cat could walk into these jumping cactus. There was a picture of a fox on television here a while back, a young fox that had jumping cactus all over him. He went the wrong direction. They'll just break off in you and you can't get them out. They're like porcupine quills, and they have barbs on them. Now, there's all kinds of thorns and thistles. There's stinging nettles that'll put whelps on you terribly. There's goat heads, and when you step on one of them, you think the devil stuck his horn in your foot. There's sandbirds, foxtails that get in cats and horses' eyes and nostrils and in their lips and ears that do great damage. These are all a curse. These are thorns and thistles that are a curse. And I talk about some of the most deadly things, I tell you. Jumping cactus are dangerous. Now, that's not their technical name, their botanical name. That's what cowboys used to call them. We used to say that if you got within 15 foot of a jumping cactus, your horse was going to get one in him. Now, why is that? Because that jumping cactus, it grows out in these little arms. And these little arms are jointed and they break off and the wind blows them. And all around the jumping cactus is deadly little needles. And if you even walk near one of them, you're liable to get one in your foot. If you drive near one, you're liable to get a flat tire. This is a curse. Thorns and thistles are a curse. There in the old river where we have our farm down there, I mean to tell you one thing. We have sand blows there that should have never broke the ground 100 years ago. But they did, and when they did, it was another dust bowl. They finally begun to plant trees in it. But when that wind blows, you have careless weeds. You have foxtails. You have junk. Sandburrs, you have Johnson grass, you have nut grass, you have everything that you don't want. We had a sand blow there about 10 years ago or less, and I had some of my friends come over and I loaded up all the sand they wanted out of my front yard. The sand blew in this deep, 4 to 5 feet deep, and I had to dig it all out. You know, if you get snow, snow melts, rain absorbed, but sand doesn't. And with that came all of these weed seeds. A friend of mine, Larry, came to my house. I loaded his pickup up. He went home and leveled out his backyard with it. He said, I never saw such a crop of thorns and thistles and weeds in his life. He said, there's every kind of goat head thistle in the world, and that's sand. And thorns and thistles are a curse. Last verse that we read was verse 15. We talked about the narrow gate in 13 and 14, and the wide road and the narrow road. And verse 15 is, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous, abounding in ravaging wolves that destroy people's souls. I've talked so much about Catholicism and the evolution of Catholicism. Talk about the Jehovah Witness cult, the Mormon cult, the Catholic cults, all of these cults, so to speak. When you start study in school about church history, you study church history is the evolution of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is not the church. The Catholic Church came from a true church, but she became corrupt. She became a thistle and a thorn. Muhammad was born in 570 AD. By 610 AD, he was sowing thistles and thorns among humanity. Joseph Smith, sowing thorns and thistles among humanity, saying that God is like we are. Isn't that what the third chapter and the fourth chapter of Genesis is all about? Third chapter, Satan talking through the serpent to the woman. You be like gods. We are like gods. Herbert Armstrong, we are like gods. And Jesus is not the Son of God. He did not die for your sins. There's always got to be something else. Jesus is not your intercessor. Thorns and thistles. False prophets sowing thorns and thistles. The world of religion is a religion of thorns and thistles in the garden of God. True churches have had to wrestle with those thorns and thistles for 2,000 years. You will know them by the fruits. Grapes are not gathered from fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes. What is grape? Gamatos taison blue is the Greek word. Fruit of the vine. Grapes don't come from thorn bushes. Blackberries might, raspberries might come from thorn bushes, but not grapes. Nor figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit. But the bad tree bears bad fruit. False religion, the church-state combination that started with Constantine about 325 A.D., has always persecuted the truth. That little church that Jesus founded and called out by the seashores of Galilee, the first great enemy of that church was religious people. Thorns and thistles in God's vineyard is called Israel. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the Herodians, the Hellenists. These are the people that were the enemies of God. They were the thorns and thistles in God's vineyard. 570 A.D., a man was born with the name of Muhammad. And he sowed thorns and thistles among humanity. Muhammad's people have killed 170 souls. And they have damned millions and billions to a false doctrine. A doctrine of thorns and thistles. There is no God but Allah. There is no Jesus. No Jesus that is the Son of God. There is no God but Allah. There is no Jehovah but Allah. Allah the moon god that Muhammad's family have been worshiping for hundreds of years. And Astarte, the stone that fell from heaven, the Kaaba stone, that absorbs the sin. The five pillars of Islam. You got to go there and make that Hajj. That pilgrimage to Mecca. So you can go there and march around that thing like those pagans did for hundreds of years. And then touch that stone that will absorb all of your sins. Hellish thorns and thistles are a curse. Thorns and thistles are a curse. Religious thorns and thistles. The Holy Quran. What's holy about it? Full of murder. Murder. Killing. Cheating. Lying. Stealing. Robbing. Pillaging. Raping. Murder. You get murder in the Bible. You get rapage and pillaging, but it's said what it is. When Jacob's sons, Levi and Simeon, went into that village, Shechem, and they murdered all those men that had become converts, Jacob cursed them. He says, "You're wrong. You made me stink in these people's nose." And over 100,000 people died in the Canaanite wars because of those boys. The Catholic Church has killed 50 to 100 million Christians in their 1,700 years of existence. 50 to 100 million. Sold the doctrines, the thistles of infant baptism, the church and the state, popery, Mariolatry, infant baptism, indulgences, purgatory. These are thorns and thistles in God's kingdom, in His vineyard. And these thorns and thistles are a curse. Transubstantiation, infant communion, celibacy, a curse, a thistle. Man and woman normally have attraction to one another. Now, today, attraction from a man to a man is really accepted, but it's right out of hell. That's a thorn and thistle in God's kingdom. And God denounces it at Sodom when He killed those Sodomites. He cursed them again in Romans 1st chapter and said they're reprobates. They have a reprobate mind. God gave them over to damning lusts. Injuring themselves. Celibacy. 1123, the Catholic Church had trouble with their priests raping women and pillaging kids. Homosexuality. The Vatican is full of homosexuality. Study it a little bit. It's unnatural. Celibacy is unnatural. Some people can live like that, but they're not natural. Some of them are born that way. Some of them are made that way. But it's not natural. Or what man is there among you when his son shall... Well, let's go back here again. Went the wrong way. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and dug up and thrown into the fire where it belongs. Thorns and thistles. I've been burning for the last 3 or 4 weeks here and burned a lot of thorns and thistles and cacti. Down there we have to burn tumbleweeds all the time. Tumbleweeds, there wasn't a tumbleweed in America until 1880 when the sheep men and the cattlemen brought them in. Young tumbleweeds, you know, they say have a lot of water content in them, so they could put the cattle and sheep out in the country where there wasn't much water and a tumbleweed will grow. That's Russian thistle. And now we're cursed with it. Thorns and thistles are a curse. False religion and false doctrines are a curse. Verse 20, so then you will know them by their fruits. Jesus founded a peaceful religion. The ethics of that kingdom are Matthew 5 through 7. The ethics of that kingdom is not to go out and murder people and make converts by the sword. But Islam and Catholicism have done that. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, would enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say unto me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we not prophesy in your name? You know that Muhammad is suffering for every convert that has been made in his name. That Joseph Smith is suffering for every convert to Mormonism. that Charles Taze Russell is suffering the deeper pains of hell every convert that he makes. The Catholicism, the popes that have brought forth these hellish doctrines down through the ages, ex-cathedral, proclaiming these doctrines of thorns and thistles to the human race. Thorns and thistles are a curse. And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And I will declare to you in that day, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. The last message was Satan's missionaries. These Satan's missionaries sowed thorns and thistles. Jesus talks about the sower went forth to sow. Then it says, the enemy went out by night and sowed in tares among the wheat. The tares would soak up the good nutrients of the ground but would produce nothing. Tares. Are you in a religion of tares, thorns, and thistles? Or are you believing what God's word says, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the very Savior of the world, that He died for your sins, that He was raised for your justification, and that you will walk in newness of life with a new soul in you, a new spirit that is, infecting that soul. Wherever you go, you carry Jesus and the Spirit in your life. Father, we send this message out tonight. Father, I pray for those that are lost. I pray for those that are in false religion that they'll leave it, that they'll trust in you and you alone, that they'll give their lives to you, that they'll repent of their sins and ask you to pay and beg your forgiveness for rejecting Jesus Christ as long as they have in this world. We know your Son died for all mankind, but not all mankind will come, because there are so many thorns and thistles that are cursed to the religious world. Father, forgive me where I fail you, but help this message glorify you in every way. In Jesus' name we pray.